So what key data from the Housing Ombudsman Service casework did you look at?
So we looked at our casework data from the 1st of April 21 into 31st of March 2022. And we were looking at cases where residents had either directly complained to us about the landlord's KIM, or whether we found that it was a key issue that was sitting underneath the service provisions that hadn't necessarily been complained about, but that we had identified, and also where we'd found it was an issue from our perspective in terms of progressing the matter through the landlord's complaint process. And we made determinations on 191 cases, which fell into those first two categories. So about being directly complained about or a key issue that we had identified. And we made 242 orders and 147 recommendations on those cases. And we also looked at 38 cases where a specific complaint about landlord's information and data management was made. And then there was a further 153 cases where KIM wasn't specifically complained about, but that we did find that the record keeping and data management was a key issue. We also looked at our complaint handling failure order data as well, because I'm sure you can imagine there is a direct link again between KIM and the issuing of complaint handling failure orders. So we looked at how often we had to chase evidence of compliance on orders that we'd made. So we found that that was in 51% of the determinations that we'd made. We found that on average it took landlords 74 working days, so over 3 months beyond the deadline, for compliance to provide us with the necessary information. And we also listed the 10 complaint handling failure orders that we'd had to make due to the fact that landlords were unable to provide us with the necessary information. It's important to note that in addition to our own casework, we also looked at the regulators' judgments, and we also consulted with the Information Commissioner's Office as well to look at the themes and data arising from their own investigations